Tuesday at 9:35 means we are joined by our friend Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Steelers 4-2, Ravens 4-2. Things are okay. Mike Tomlin's press conference today at noon, and we are all patiently awaiting, Jason, because we have got a ton of calls, ton of texts over the course of all of our shows these last 2 days, that it's time for Russell Wilson. What do you think? Should it be Justin Fields' job from here on out, or should the Steelers turn to Russell Wilson?
I wouldn't be in a hurry to look at Russell Wilson here, to be honest with you. They're winning games. They're able to do some things when I think that the offensive coordinator kind of sets his mind to it and when he understands the assignment and, you know, what they have from a personnel standpoint and what they don't and what they do well and where there are limitations. I think when he leans into the task at hand, they've proven to be, you know, formidable enough. And I think they're now 3-1 when the quarterback runs the ball 8 times or more. And, like, eight's not a really big threshold. Like, I mean, he should probably be doing it even more than he's doing it in some of these wins. And when he starts establishing his legs, it fairly obviously to me and some people I talk to around the league opens up some things downfield and forces teams to be mindful of the fact that, hey, they might have him take off and run. Like, they might not be trying to play this like he is Russell Wilson and he's just going to stay in the pocket. And, you know, that's that. And the efficiencies for that entire offense, they jump up when they do get him on the move and have him, you know, with more than just one or two design runs. So if I see it and the league sees it, I'm sure they must see it. And I'm not saying that it's been a tour de force and that how dare you sit him, but, I mean, they haven't really had the whole collection of ball carriers together yet either, right? And it seems to be trending in a positive direction, and Patterson might need another week or so, but they got Warren back. So I don't know, like, they've never even really had that whole collection of guys back there where you have multiple people, you know, who can run the ball different ways, aligned with that quarterback, playing some option football. I mean, I look at what the Bills did last night and say, Why wouldn't I want to try to run the ball on them like the Jets did? And who's going to give me the best chance? I'm sorry, like the Bills did it. Who's going to give me the best chance? And, like, so I don't know, man. I'd be a little surprised if he made the change. That's not to say that Russell Wilson isn't going to get a chance to play this year, or that, you know, Justin Fields has played so well that this conversation is going to take care of itself, because, you know, I'm not sure it's going away. But I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if he made a change.
Jason, let's kind of talk about that game last night. Jets, Bills. Did the Jets' offense look different? Did they look like they had a little bit more energy, a little bit more pop? And does that present a huge, you know, difficulty for the Steelers Sunday night?
I mean, they ran the ball better. Obviously, I think that was obvious to anybody who has watched them this year. Now, they weren't running the ball a lick before. So, they got Breece Hall going a little bit. But I talked to somebody who, you know, runs a football team who's going to play them later in the year this morning and was like, what did you think? And he's like, you know, a little more early down play action, he thought, you know, and I'll have to go and run the numbers and see if that holds up. But, you know, otherwise, you know, the guy's 40 years old and he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, you know, in the huddle and when the ball's in his hands. So I don't think Todd Downing calling plays was going to change much and is going to change much. I do think the offensive line came out and kind of put their best effort forward. Excuse me, but over the course of four quarters, it still wasn't special. I mean, If people think Aaron Rodgers knows the perfect way to throw a Hail Mary, get the hell out of here. He's not a physics major. I'm seeing this stuff. Oh, he knows how to get the perfect launch angle. And, oh, he knows how to hang air under the ball. No, it's a jump ball. It's a jump ball. McDermott was in the wrong coverage. And they were worried about taking away the boundary because they thought it might be a quick out to try to set up a field goal, even though their kicker couldn't hit from 25, let alone 50. And so nobody was in front of Alan Lazard. Like, no, he's not special. And if you take that play away, and I know you can't, but just take that play away and run the numbers. It's what they have been. It's 220 passing yards. You know, it's less than, you know, it's less than 17 points. It's, you know, not a lot of explosive plays. It's guys looking for pass interference penalties. It's, you know, it's what it has been. I mean, they're scoring exactly the same as they were with Zach Wilson last year. You know, the yards per play, all the key metrics are essentially what they were a year ago when you didn't have your, you know, $50 million quarterback.
Jason Luck.
And that was supposed to be their bump, right? That was supposed to be their emotional lift. That was supposed to be their cathartic game. And they still got they still lost to a division rival. And I think taking the defensive coordinator away from them, which is what they did, they basically took two defensive coordinators away because you took Saleh away and then you made your defensive coordinator a head coach and you made him put up with all your quarterback conspiracy theories and ramblings and BS. You've got him talking to the media. You've got him dealing with the owner. And you've got him doing 10 different jobs on game day instead of just running his defense. And I don't think it's a surprise that the defense looked, you know, suspect in some key areas, especially defending the run in that game. And that could be a problem for them.
Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Do you buy the Davante Adams is sticking with the Raiders reports?
No.
Okay, where do you think he winds up? I'm not buying it either, Jason.
Come on, stop. I know people have jobs to do and they want to maintain relationships and whatever, but sometimes you got to have a modicum of self-respect and common sense. No, they've been the guy. They're literally paying the guy $1 million a week to nurse a quasi-fake hamstring injury so they could trade him. Like, I mean, we've all known what's going on there for weeks. Like, no, they just can't get what they want, but they were never going to get what they want. And as I was reporting from the onset, this idea that, you know, that they had the media, again, carrying their water, saying, oh, well, they're going to get a 2+ something else. No, they never were. They never were, and they're not. And they're hoping that Woody Johnson gets desperate enough to do it, but I'm not sure he's going to. And if he doesn't, nobody else is. So you're looking at a 3+, maybe a draft pick based on how he performs, or a 3+, you know, a young player who hasn't worked out in your place, but they think might work out in theirs, you know, like that. That's what it is. And he is going to be traded. He doesn't want to play for them. He's told them he doesn't want to be in the building. They've obliged. They've given him permission to talk to other people. Like, the locker room is already falling apart in tatters. You think forcing this guy to come back in and play is going to help anything in any way, either, you know, in the standings or in terms of your culture, or, you know, in terms of Antonio Pierce trying to keep his job? Like, no, that ship has sailed and the whole league knows it.
Jason, awesome stuff as always, man. We appreciate it and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Hey, Jason.
Jason Lockenfor, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. He is the one insider, seemingly, that understands all the BS with Davante Adams.
Yes.
We talked about it yesterday. They're not holding on to that guy.
No, he don't want to be there.
No. I did love the Rodgers stuff. Like, Jason does not have time for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what a beautiful trajectory on that. That would be like the one thing as a quarterback I would never want to be known for. Like, he's the best Hail Mary guy of all time. Okay, end of halves, fine. If you're doing it that much, you're losing.
Losing.
You're losing football games.